ख्वाबों की नगरी हकीकत बनाने जो है दिल एक दिन का ये किस्सा नहीं खुद के होने की पहेली सुलझाने जो है दिल एक दिन का ये किस्सा नहीं कदमों में जमा जो थका चैन की नींद आती वहां कदमों में जमा जो थका चैन की नींद आती वहां इतनी सुहानी बना होना पुरानी तेरी दास्तां
Shanti. 15th day. Today's spiritual drill. Sometimes I practice the incorporeal stage, the same as the incorporeal father. Then sometimes become an angel. I continue to perform actions, but whilst performing actions, I stay in the angelic form. I stay in the angelic form. And the burden of the action will not influence me in any way. Whatever is my daily duty, I fix the time according to that. If I practice this drill 24 times, how many times, Arvind bhai? 24 times. Then it will become continuous. So practicing. A new consciousness. Practicing, I am an angel. So the experience should be at the level of body. So for that, it depends upon few things. First, your dress. What sort of dress you are wearing. So preferably go for white. Angels wear which dress? Colored? White. Angels wear white. So preferably go for white. They should be loose. They should not be transparent. They should not be tight. Islam, the religion of Islam, has given a dress code for women. Not for men, but women. Islam religion has given a dress code. What are the dress code of females in Islam? First, except hand and feet, everything should be covered. I am talking about Islam at present. Second, clothes should not be transparent. Third, they should not be tight. Fourth, they should not be like males. In today's world, if you see, females are wearing dresses of males. So see, even so many religions are so strict about the dress. Here, Baba has also given us a dress code, which is that our dress should be very, very royal. Our dress should be not flamboyant. It should be simple. It should be loose. It should have a decent color. And you should feel good in that. It should be cozy, comfortable. It should fit your body. See the dresses of religious leaders, the founders of readers, Jesus Christ, Guru Nanak. What sort of dresses they are wearing? Are they wearing tight? Tight dress indicates what? Tight dress indicates activity, like soldiers, commandos. That keeps them alert in one way. But spiritual seeker will have a different dress. So first thing that influences the consciousness, angelic consciousness, is the dress whatever we are wearing. So preferably let it be light colored. If white, it is very good. It should be not transparent. It should be loose. It should look decent. It should not be very costly. Otherwise people will feel inferior. Oh, he's wearing such a costly dress and I don't have that. So first is dress. This is such a gross thing, but very important. For angelic consciousness, Baba says, practice this new consciousness. Angelic consciousness. Angelic stage. Angels are, you know, the study of angels is known as angelology. Where they study. How are angels? What are angels? Because every religion has mentioned about angels. You know, this Parsi religion, Zoroastrianism, where Ahura Mazda is the name of God. In Parsi, God is known by the name Ahura Mazda. In Jewish, God is known by the name Jehovah. Yehovah in Christianity. God is called Yehovah. In Jewish, Yehovah. So Yehovah, Jehovah, Ahura Mazda. So Ahura Mazda has created 6 divine beings. They are known as Ameshas Pentas. They function as archangels. So every religion and every person, they say, has one guardian angel. That is known as Fraveshi. Fraveshi. Fraveshi is your guardian angel. There is one angel always sitting on your shoulder who is protecting you all the time. They patronize human beings and other creatures. So, Parsi, if you come to Abrahamic religions are 3. One is Jewish, Christianity, and Islam. So, Abraham is not the father of one religion. Abraham is the father of 3 religions. Christianity, Islam, and Jews. That's why these 3 religions are known as Abrahamic religions. So, if you go to Judaism, in their book Torah, they mention about angels. If you go out of Hinduism, most of the religions are talking about angels. Hinduism doesn't talk about angels. Hinduism talks about Devdut, messengers, deities. Those religions, they don't talk about deities. They talk about, Abrahamic religions talk about angels. So angels are very important in their religion. So if you go to this Judaism, there are so many mentions about angels. Hierarchy of angels, the names of the angels are given. Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, Samuel, Jophiel. Probably the names of these Brahmins on the confluence age. If you go in Christianity, the greatest mentions, so many things are mentioned about angels. There's a whole huge tree about angels. Who is the topmost angel? Then category of angels. So, Islam, yes. That is fundamental in Islam. Quran has come from where? Jibreel. So, angel. So, every religion has talked about angels. Brahma Kumaris has talked about angels as perfected beings. They are perfections of human life. Sikhism has talked about angels in Guru Granth Sahib. Angel of death. Messenger or angel of death they call Yam. and sometimes as Azrael. So there are mentions in Guru Granth Sahib at least 3 times. Esoteric religions, they also mention about angels. So angels are everywhere. So these religions, those who don't believe in deities, they will get messages of God through angels. And who are those angels? We Brahmins. So practice angelic consciousness. So how will we practice? First is dress. Second, Baba is talking 24 times. Whenever you do any work, feel that you are an angel. So second is karma, action. Do every action in the angelic consciousness. If you are walking, bring the awareness who is walking. Walk with mindfulness. This is known as mindful walking. If you are talking, mindful sleeping, mindful eating. Who is eating? An angel is eating. I am aware. I am not unconscious. I am not delirious. In that stark awakened stage, in that enlightened stage, I am doing everything. I am taking bath, I am an angel. Total awakefulness, total mindfulness. I am looking into the mirror, I am awake. I am sitting and listening, I am awake. I am speaking, I am awake. There is somebody who is within me who is awake and who is watching, who is witness, who is Sakshi. And I am that. So awake. Walking on the street, who is walking? Tell yourself, I am an angel. So the second thing is, all the actions should be in the angelic consciousness. The body is as if made up of light. So angels are without burden, without any load, without any attractions, without any stress, tension, anxiety. Angels are perfect beings. They are the beings of light. They are the silent messengers of God. They are the travelers of the space. They are the healers of humanity. They are the purifier of the world. They are the fragrance of the earth. They are the love of God. So angels are elevated beings. So all actions should be in the consciousness of angel. So 3 things we are going to see in angel. First is dress. Second is karma. And third is food. So today is what? Today is Friday. So we are going to begin our weekly fast today evening from 6 p.m. till tomorrow 6 p.m. Who would like to go for dry? Yes, 1, 2, 3. So dry fast means 4. No food, no water. From 6 p.m. till next day, 6 p.m. tomorrow. No food, no water. That is anhydrous fasting, dry fasting. That is called Nirjala. That will take you to the kingdom of God. So, who is going to go for juice fasting? Only liquids. 1, 2. Juice fasting. Sushil bhai, juice fasting. Naresh bhai, juice fasting. Juice fasting means only liquids. Sukhdev bhai, what? Yes or no? So, every week, Friday evening 6 p.m. till Saturday 6 p.m. Juice fasting. Those who have not joined the international group, they can join. So, all the instructions would come on that group. Okay? So, how to go about it? What are the difficulties? What are the problems? What are the cravings? I think there is a webinar also today. I think what time? London, 12 noon. In the morning. You can get it later on. Okay. So, there are so many things that will happen. The body will revolt. Body will revolt back. Withdraw. Such a thing, food is our deepest addiction. Not even the vices are not our addiction. Even oldest and the deepest. Even deities used to eat. The food is our greatest addiction. If you attack that deepest addiction, everything shakes in the consciousness. In that second stage of the consciousness, new seeds can be sown, new habits can be created. And for health purpose also, this is important. There are about, if you keep on going on talking about fasting, the whole one day is less. There can be 21 days bhatti only on this one topic of dry fasting. So much thing is there to explore because the mind is addicted. There are cravings. What are the problems? What are the difficulties? Somebody will feel giddiness, dizziness, headache because the entire detox is happening in the body. You just want to give up everything and just go and eat something. So many things will happen. But gradually you tame this wild animal called mind and it will come under control. And there would be an emotional detox, a physical detox. It will be a victory of sankalp. And you will realize how light you feel. And this is the practice of being an angel. Dehydrated, yes. You hydrate yourself whole day today. You will not feel dehydrated. Even after, there is one brother who is entering into which stage? Which day? 17th or 18th day? 19th day today. Nothing happens. Urine will keep on coming. You will see. You will be wondering, oh, I am not drinking anything. Still, urine is coming. What a wonder is, what a miracle is this body. Those who are not habituated, that's why I am telling them, don't go for dry immediately. Go for juice fasting. Go for water fasting. Go for coconut water fasting if you want. But do it once a week. If you can't do it once a week, do it once in 15 days. And you will realize new things about your own body, your own existence, your own behavior. How the behavior has changed. Because food, why do we eat? There are about 13 reasons for eating. Only one of them is real need of the body. The rest are different reasons. Real need of body. Real R&B. R&B is just one of the reasons. There are so many other reasons. Because food is associated with social functions. Food is associated with places. Once we go to the food is associated with time. 1 o'clock means, 12 o'clock means I have to eat. Whether I am hungry, whether I am not hungry, it has nothing to do. When I go for picnic to Baba Pahari, I have to take out the bhel and eat. There is a mental association I have created. When I travel, I have to have sandwich and eat. There is a mental association, whether I am hungry or not hungry. It has nothing to do with that. The moment I am given toli, it is imperative for me. It is compulsory that I have to eat this toli. So, in order to break all of these addictions, you have to go for. So, Mani Bhai, you will go for dry? Which fast? Or juice? Juice. Okay. So, those who are going for, there are many who will go for juices and those who will go for dry. So, remember, there would be a lot of problems that would come, but gradually all these problems will go away and you will be so comfortable, you will be so dancing in happiness and joy and jumping, and you will find suddenly your creativity has increased. You will find you have so much time. Otherwise, your time is gone in preparing food, purchasing food, and storing food, and washing foods, and washing utensils, and dishes. Everything is saved. You go to the room and there is nothing to do. What to do? Now let me sit and meditate. Let me remember Baba. Let me read something else. So you have no work to do. Otherwise, half of the time is going in, eating, digesting and throwing out. Everything is saved. And the stomach is getting rest, a physiological rest. And when you restart, any fool can do a fast, but it takes intelligence to break it. So don't start overeating. More you have to work on non-fasting days rather than the fasting day. And fasting is something that takes you towards God. All the religious leaders have resorted to fasting. They have resorted to fasting. Muhammad, messenger, everybody, Guru Nanak, everybody. There is not a single person in the history of mankind. They have mentioned what happens when the body is deprived from eating. Your immunity power increases. Your decision power increases. Your thinking increases. Your thinking is as is released from something. Creativity increases. your lifespan increases, your health will improve. Langanam param aushadam. Param means supreme. There is no other treatment greater than fasting. Highest. Just as param atma. There is no atma greater than paramatma. In the similar manner, no treatment in the world can equal langanam. So, to experience that stage of angel, resort to this. And the health will come to you, and creativity will come to you, and balance will come to you. And suddenly you will realize some truth about your own existence. And you will be dancing in joy, jumping in joy. But don't keep on thinking about food, food, food. You will realize how deeply I am addicted to food. That realization will come only in these stages. So these are the three things for angelic consciousness. So our fasting will start today evening, 6 p.m. It will continue till 6 p.m. tomorrow. How will you break the fast? You can break the fast either with water. Those who are already drinking water fasting or juice fasting, they can have light food, very light food. But those who are going for dry, they can break it with water, either one, second, lemon water, two, or they can go for coconut water. And then maybe after 1 hour or after half an hour, you can go for some sweet fruit juice. Or anyway, those how you have, you understand your body well. So you know how it you have to break it. Some people go for carrot, some people go for beet, some people go for some sour fruit or anything. Some people go for soaked almonds or dates. But best thing I feel is water. And when you realize even water is so heavy, one drop of water in the system is death, one author has written. Excessive water. People are addicted to drinking water, water, water. Keep on drinking water. Yes, they need because they put so much salt inside. So salt will want water. They put so much condiments inside. You know the spices and condiments? What is the greatest problem with them? Masala? They are indigestible. Body finds them very difficult to digest. And they make all other things, other food, indigestible. They are problem for themselves and they make, create vigna and dis problems for others. So they are very tough to digest. And when we keep on putting spices and spices and spices and keep on saying, and chili and chili and chili. Is this the diet of deities? Chili and salt and oil. Try for 1 week. Yes, we are already doing that. Zero oil 1 week at least. Not a drop of oil should enter this pure body. See what happens. See what changes you feel. See how the consciousness improves. How the clarity comes to the mind. And suddenly you realize what I am, who I am. There is a surge of purity within. An extraordinary purity you feel. And your churning process increases. Your lightness increases. Your sleep automatically reduces. You don't have to sleep. You got up at 2 o'clock in the morning and you are awake till 10 o'clock. No sleep, but yet you are fresh all the time. You are jumping with joy. Energetic. And here you take a heavy meal, gone. You straight away in the afternoon you land into coma for 3 hours. And after that also you feel, oh no, I wanted to sleep more. You don't want to get up in the morning and you feel, oh, I wanted to sleep for some, but I have to get up for Amrit Vela. It is as if a compulsion, as if a force. If I don't get up, then I will have repentance. That's why I get up. So, angelic consciousness means few things we have seen about dress, second, actions, and third. So, today evening, be ready. And gradually, those who have done at least 2-3 months juice, they will then enter into dry. Dry. And you will enjoy that. You will not feel like to eat anything. You don't want to come down only now. All this food and everything. This appears so disturbing to my consciousness. You will feel that lightness. And what? There is one author who has said, shame on your false vegetarianism. You say, I don't eat from his hand and food prepared by that person's hand. Shame on you and you keep on enjoying whole day. You are drowned in the indulgence. You say that I don't eat onions and I don't eat garlics and I don't eat food prepared by this man, and your false ego of purity. Shame on you. This is one author who has written like this. And in the name of vegetarianism, you are eating everything, all this. And you feel that you are very pure. How can you be pure? Unless and until you go towards the food that is prepared by God for you, prepared by the five elements for you, you are damaging it, destroying it, and then putting into your system. Om Shanti.